ain't long, you wrong, you take shorts and soon. Feathers be up in your mouth like forks and spoons. So enjoy the rush, live plush off coke bread. Soon you'll be in a cell with me.
You are listening to Relatos Zapatistas on Berkeley Liberation Radio. You can catch our show the first Sunday of every month from 4 to 6 p.m. And we thank you if you're tuned in right now. If you have any questions or comments, you can give us a call at 510-495-1666. And we just heard an in-depth interview with author John Gibler. And next, we have the opportunity to talk with some of the compas from UA in the Bay. And they're going to give us some information about an upcoming anarchist assembly here in Oakland. And on Relatos Zapatistas, we're always very interested in this idea of assembly as a strategy for organizing. And that comes from looking at our Zapatista history and some of the early strategies that the Zapatistas used in terms of bringing attention to their struggle and not only making meetings about what they're doing, but giving an opportunity for different peoples around the world to speak and find resonances between struggles and within struggles. If we look back in 1996, which was the first Intergalactica that was named after calling everybody in the galaxy to come together and talk about struggle under neoliberalism and strategies to resist neoliberalism. And then a second Intergalactica happened in Spain in 1997, and that was organized by compas in Spain, and they invited the EZLN to come speak at those assemblies. So we're really happy to have our compas here. What is the Anarchist General Assembly? And if you could give us a little details about the strategy and why an assembly in the East Bay?
Well, the Anarchist General Assembly that we have called a bunch of groups together for is focusing on project work going on currently in the Bay Area, mostly anarchist work or groups that are made up of a lot of anarchists in them. And so we have asked quite a few of those groups to show up and kind of report back on the current work that they are doing and the resources that they have and the needs that they have and how people can be plugged into those groups. And then we also are going to be spending some time possibly creating strategies for work around topics like austerity or a radical environmental projects to hopefully have some new work actually come out of this assembly as well.
And how do you imagine the space sort of playing out? I know there's an agenda that you can look at Indy Bay, but I guess if you could narrate that agenda and how you imagine the facilitation happening and the conversations happening, given our cultural context here.
For sure. So hopefully what the day looks like, there's kind of a loosely structured two sections through the day. The first section is just kind of a general report back, where anywhere from four or five groups that are doing good work here in the Bay have an opportunity to come and tell anybody who's there who wants to hear what work they've been doing, what kind of resources they need from those of us in the community that are interested in supporting, and maybe what they don't need, but basically just giving us a rundown on their project and where they're at. Then we're gonna have a quick break for probably like 20 minutes, half hour or so, where people can just relax for a little bit, or also go and talk to some of those people who've just presented on a more one-on-one basis and see how they can get plugged in those projects. And then the second part of the day will be anywhere from like 2 to 3 hours, and that'll be much more kind of just general discussion based. We'll have two or three breakout groups where people will have the opportunity to spend a good couple hours together discussing one of the topics that we've thrown out there, and as my friend here just said, hopefully forming good work out of those projects too, or out of those discussions, sorry, so that hopefully at the end of the day we leave in there not just with talking about some good ideas, but also hopefully laying the groundwork for some projects to move forward on coming out of the day.
And I don't know if you can tell us the groups that are invited or participating.
Yeah, for sure. So far, we're still kind of finalizing the list, but so far, some of the groups doing presentations are Girl Army, which is like a self-defense collective that offers women and trans folks the opportunity to come and get involved with learning self-defense. We also have Quarrel, who is a group that does accountability work around sexual violence here in the Bay. And the third group is PARC, Prison Activist Resource Center, who does work on supporting prisoners and political prisoners out of Oakland. So they're going to come and talk as well. And then a couple of the discussions that we've for the breakout group so far, there's going to be one generally on austerity measures that are going on around here. And so some groups like Bay of Rage, who's put on a couple of the anti-cut demonstrations in the last month, will be there. Homes Not Jails, who does work around homeless issues and reoccupying space, will be part of that discussion. Another breakout will be on how to build a more radical environmental movement here in the Bay Area. There's a whole lot of great radical folks here, but we're feeling like our involvement in the environmental movement right now is a bit stagnant here in the Bay. And then there will also be one on how to create alternatives to social media sites, things like Facebook and MySpace, and how we can use those as organizing tools or create alternatives to keep ourselves safe as well, in light of the fact that a lot of those sites use tracking and cooperate with government or police agencies to track people as well. So those are some of the topics so far.
And what do you think is the importance of an assembly, specifically in maybe the Bay Area, and then just in as a strategy for the left or the radical left?
So in the Bay Area, there's we kind of have this advantage of having a ton of really good work going on, a ton of projects, but often these projects feel like disjointed. And I think there are definitely projects that and groups of people that have relationships, and we don't expect that relationships will come out of one, you know, afternoon of meeting. But the idea of somehow just strengthening and building capacity through people sitting down and actually just sharing information about the work that already is going on and how we can kind of build mutual aid among people already doing really good work.
When we've had maybe assemblies or gatherings like this in the past, there's always maybe unexpected tensions or folks not willing to compromise. So if you can talk about your facilitation strategy, if you're there yet, if not, it's okay. But just how you're approaching this as a collective, trying to get all these groups who we often share the same intentions or imagine a new world similarly, but kind of have trouble when we have to listen to each other.
That's a very good question. Well, I think our general strategy is actually going to be to not have a very heavy hand with facilitation, other than, you know, keeping the space feeling kind of as safe and constructive as it can. But another thing that we are kind of we're keeping from doing in this space is making any concrete decisions. Like, we're not trying to have a group of people come to consensus on what the best next plan of action is going to be. We just hope that multiple people start to build ideas of who has affinity for doing some of the same projects as them, you know, or work that's already going on that if they are interested in it, they can plug into it. And then we also are going to have a barbecue afterwards where, you know, any kind of conflict that arises or just discussion that feels like it wants to go on longer than we have the space for in that set time, we can then kind of defer that to the barbecue and hang out as long as we want in the park and eat good food together. So,
great. And can you give us the date, time, location of the event?
Yeah, it is.
Not event, the strategy.
It is July 16th. It starts at noon. It is at the Neeble Proctor Library, which is on Telegraph between Ashby and Alcatraz. But I don't know the exact address of it. It's pretty close to Alcatraz. It's right across from Jack in the Box.
we were talking earlier, and I know you all were down at Glen Cove, which is a different type of encounter between different folks that are trying to protect the land that's there. So if we covered Glen Cove, I guess, right when it started, but it's been 80 days now, as you all mentioned. So if you could give us an update on the situation there, since we haven't been able to contact someone down there.
Yeah, absolutely. We actually just got back from there today. We were able to spend the night there last night and go out and support folks there. Kind of the general status right now is they are encouraging people who want to support to come up and support over the next couple days. They're looking for a few more people kind of between now and Tuesday or Wednesday just to make sure that there's enough people up there to feel safe. And then the general status in terms of where the struggle is at is right now they're encouraging people, if they can, to make it up to the Vallejo City Council meeting coming up on July 12th. And that's where the City of Vallejo and the development group, which is GVRD, are going to be deciding whether or not they're going to sign a cultural easement that will apply to that land, which will basically ensure, if they do sign that easement, it will ensure that Native folks will always, from here on out, have a consultation part around deciding what happens with that land. So even if they win this victory now and 40 years later, somebody wants to develop that into condos, if that easement's signed, then Native folks will always have a say in what happens, even if it's 40 or 50 years down the line. So right now they're also they're encouraging people to call people at the City Council in Vallejo and call the mayor of Vallejo and really pressure and make sure that these folks go ahead and sign that easement by the 12th. There's also going to be a benefit on July 8th here in Oakland at the Intertribal Friendship House. And that'll be a benefit just to continue to raise funds for food and supplies and things like that that they're doing. But there's still dozens of folks up there, and they got a great field kitchen up there and feeding people really well. And Sacred Fire has been burning for 80 days now. And yeah, it's still going really strong with a lot of energy and a lot of spirit behind it. So it's still really encouraging.
Thank you so much for coming on the show and sharing information. And if you want to look up more information about the Anarchist Assembly, you can go on indiebay.org, and they also have information there on what's happening at Glen Cove. And again, the assembly is happening July 16th, and get your information off indiebay.org. We're going to go to a musical break. Oh, one more thing.
One more plug for the Glen Cove stuff. You can go to protectglencove.org. It's protectglencove.org, and that has usually a daily update on what's going on up there. So
we're going to go to a musical break, and when we're back, we'll come back with announcements.